Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, in our spiritual practice, in our health, in the world around us. I'm Heather Rowan Robinson. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Anne.
Anne Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side. And I think Mark is out there too. Mark, you there?
Yes. Hello, it's Mark.
Mark.
Calling in from New York.
Wonderful. We're all here tonight.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All good, all good.
How was your Halloween?
It was nice. I had a good one. I was a little sick with a cold earlier in the week, so I canceled a couple days of appointments, which always screws up my life. But Halloween was lovely. Mm-hmm. I had a nice one.
Oh. Yeah, it was good weather.
Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty. How was yours?
It was beautiful, sitting around a fire, talking late into night with my Druid group, and having a chance to do some deep ancestor work as we're getting ready for the Mercury-Pluto square. That's tomorrow, or tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. But the other piece, often Samhain or Halloween is found not on October 31st, but on the 15-degree Scorpio day, halfway through the fixed sign. And that will be next Sunday for anybody who wants to, keep Halloween going for a week or keep the spiritual work going for a week. It'll be exact next week. Or another one needs more excuse to wear a party. So we've got the new moon in Scorpio coming, and this new moon's going to be a doozy because it is directly opposed Uranus. And I think that's going to be some shifting and changing in general. And this Friday, Mercury goes into Scorpio, Venus goes into Capricorn, and we get real. It's a lot of shift coming in to focused on the next level of our work. That's what it looks like to me. What are you seeing, Anne?
Well, I'm seeing a big old finger of God forming because those shifts are also happening. Mars on that north node in Gemini, and then the Mercury on the north node, and then Venus on the north node. So they're all forming this big finger of God of decisions moving forward. And as Mercury goes through her last, her opposition to, or his opposition, Mercury's transgender, so he can be both. He goes through his opposition to Eris and squares Pluto. He kind of gets, he's done this two times already, so he gets the last bits of dirt, and then he forms a finger of God, with Mars and then Mercury and then Venus. So Venus, of course, enters Capricorn until March 6th, because she's going to have a big retrograde. But she is way out of bounds, and so that is making everybody just a little very wired, just wired beyond words. So it's all good,
And there was a major solar flare that just missed the Earth earlier this week. It was off-center in the sun, so they thought it was going to hit us directly on. They were predicting all these aurora borealis, which only a few people saw early in the morning because basically, we just got the edge of it, the solar flare, but the sun's starting to get active. And when the solar flares start up, we can expect to feel kind of exhausted that day and then feel the changes that we're working on get energized. So you often see people go like, oh, I am so tired this week. And then, but I've got an idea, and I'm going to do this. And I think I'm going to make that change. And so kind of feel that, and that fits right in with the that new moon opposed Uranus and the finger of God and all the other exciting things that are coming in.
Sounds good. Mark, what did you notice?
Mark, what are your feelings?
Well, it is interesting the way that Mercury, Mars, and Venus are talking to each other through this whole thing. When Mercury moves into Scorpio, and Venus moves into Capricorn, then we're getting that sextile.
Yeah.
And,
yes. thank goodness they're sextiles. They're going to be that busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever those two are. It's really on a very personal
level. You broke up a little there?
In our lives, it's usually among people that we know. It's closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the outer planets.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect a lot of interaction with friends and family, coworkers, all that, the day-to-day kind of people.
Mm-hmm. And that can be really helpful. It's so nice when you've got a sextile to lean into, to use to handle the trickier aspects.
Yeah, definitely, especially that opposition.
You know, that, right. And that communication that we can talk with from our heart and be, you know, show compassion with that Venus-Mercury sextile, I think can help with the fact that a lot of people are facing some tough stuff this week as Mercury finishes that square to Pluto, the third one since September.
Yeah, that's right. Watch out for that one. It was manipulations.
Mm-hmm. And kind of finding missing things, you know, there's body parts, finding out who voted how, finding what's, you know, or, you know, finding missing pieces in your own story. It's can really be helpful for digging out some old stuff. You know, Pluto is the lord of mining, sort of bringing gold and jewels to the surface as well as a lot of crap. So kind of notice what's coming to the surface or coming to completion after, you know, being really worked through over the last 2 months. And that's, it's going to be interesting to see what, how that works and how that comes to be.
Yeah, it's a big deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are really going to be feeling it. And also that Sun Uranus opposition, Moon Uranus, Sun Uranus, really sets it up. And then, of course, we're entering eclipse season because with the new moon, the next lunation is an eclipse. So the eclipses are coming. Mm. The eclipses are coming. Yeah. Like, not like we need more stuff. You know, it's like, please leave us alone. Leave us alone. So, but all good.
Yes. It's going to be pretty interesting how that goes. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed, though, as Mars went into Scorpio, I got quiet. I, you know, felt a little less like going out and sharing all my stuff. And I know that when Mercury goes into Scorpio, I'm going to get even more quiet and hopefully more focused. I'm really looking forward to the focus.
Right,
you know, it's helpful with that Scorpio lineup to have something to obsess upon. You know, something you want to solve, a puzzle, you know, you're going to be obsessing, so you might as well choose what you obsess upon. And instead of obsessing on what you worry about or what's happening or what the neighbors are doing, try to obsess on how to solve a problem, solve a puzzle, complete a project. Mm-hmm. Take that obsession into a good place.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, there's lots of energy for that, and Mars, Mars included. The Mars and Scorpio.
Yeah.
Happy to contribute. Stay up late, get up early, obsess.
Yeah.
I like
though
that.
You
stay
may
up late, get up early,
obsess.
Yeah. Well,
right,
obsess. That's really the energy of it, you know. So, very true, very true.
And if people are quiet, you know, one of the things I see when everything goes into Scorpio is that everybody needs a little bit more privacy. They just kind of share less. And when they do share, that tends to go deep, you know, go deep or go home. But if they don't, they just kind of keep more to themselves. You know, I notice the couples talk less, but they may talk more real when they talk. But the quiet, that there's a... But when some people get quieter and pull into themselves and ask for a little privacy from themselves, and other people are feeling suspicious and Scorpio-like, it can be like, I wonder why they're suddenly not talking to me. Or, where did they go? You know, and they can invent suspicious stories about the people that have suddenly gone quiet.
Right.
So be careful with that. You know, it's Scorpio's kind of practical joke every year. Everybody gets quiet and private just when everybody else gets suspicious. So, you know, use your suspicions carefully. Don't run with it. Kind of investigate, but stay in the moment with it and notice that your suspicion, you know, that people just, they need privacy, but that doesn't mean they're being naughty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear you. But it does mean that, you know, it's also a little more, I don't want to say paranoid, but paranoid's the right thing. I had somebody send me, like 7 or 8 emails about, and only using their initials, right? And they were ZD, so I'm like, I don't know very many ZD people, or YZ or something. Like it was like one of those, like, okay, who are you? But giving me a really hard time about COVID and my position on vaccinations. And I was like, okay, so you're paranoid. I'm totally cool with you being paranoid. You know, fine. Like, go away. you're making an assumption. I haven't read the stuff that's out there against the vaxxes, you know. And I was just kind of, I mean, really a little obsessive. I got 5 emails, and then I responded, and then I got 5 more. And then I'm like, all right, well, we're not playing this game anymore. But I'm also like, but you didn't even tell me your name, so I can't even look you up on the Internet. And I said, so can I have your chart information, you know, so I can look up where the paranoia comes from, you know? And, people are very, there's a secretive kind of energy in the air, you know. So you want to kind of watch for that. I think with the Eris-Pluto square, we're really feeling that contentious need, but we maybe want to be a little sneaky about how we do it, you know. And I'm like, please. So it's an energy when it comes at you. You want to kind of, you know, you want to think about whether you want to engage it in it. Because it is a little cantankerous, and it is a little provocative on purpose, with the idea being, you know, let me get you going. Let me get you going. And, you know you had this. Everybody's had this where someone likes to fight with them. And every time you're interacting with them, they're fighting with you about something. And you're kind of like, do you just live to fight with me? You know, and the answer might be yes. You know, I like fighting with you. We're not having sex, so we're going to fight, you know, because that's your lower form Mars. But I'm also like, and that's my question when couples are having a problem. I'm like, well, you're fighting a lot. What's going on with your sex? Well, I don't want to have sex with them when I'm fighting with them. I'm like, okay, I hear you, you know, like, but that's why you're fighting. The Mars is trying to express itself.
You have to have a Mars engagement somehow.
Yes, right. Mars wants to
have
be engaged.
Have a pillow fight.
Yeah.
Play
so
football together, you know.
Yeah, so Mars in Scorpio, he's been in Libra, having to be polite and having to be nice and answering to Venus out of bounds, who's just been crazy girl. So now that he's in Scorpio, he's like, oh, my God, thank heavens. And, you know, he is the underworld, Mars. You know, he's the sniper. So there's a whole energy, the energetic shift for Mars is so big. And I think honoring that is really important because, you know, he really, you know, kind of took it on the chin because he has to be polite when he's in Libra. Now, you know, we know we're seeing a lot of fights on airplanes and stuff like that, which, of course, is Venus and Sag out of bounds. You know, you're traveling on a plane and you punch out the stewardess. But now that he's in Scorpio, hopefully that energy, you know, kind of turns into something slightly more positive where he's not running such a high frustration point. We should ask our honorary Scorpio, Mark. What do you think about all this Scorpio stuff? How do you tell people to work with it?
Well, it's a good time to move.
You broke up a little there. Say again.
It's a good time of year. It's why we have it. You know, 1 out of 12 months is all Scorpio, and here we are with a new moon, and so. We do sort of pull inward and look at things a little bit upside down or from the bottom up with Scorpio. And changing our viewpoint like that is really worthwhile. You know, we'll carry it forward into Sagittarius, and that's where we'll take these new pieces that we've seen and build them in a new way.
Right.
So there's a lot of rebuilding that goes on with Sag, mm-hmm. and in a you know, in such an optimistic, positive way.
Right.
Scorpio doing the hard digging work is a setup
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
I like that. I mm-hmm. like that image. I notice, I have a feeling that, you know, the politics is going to get pretty crazy as Uranus opposes that new moon. And it may be a breakthrough, like getting that trillion-dollar bill passed, or it may be, you know, we see the stalemate even more clearly and set up the next revolution. But it's, you know, America's dealing with this last, and we're all dealing with the last pass of Pluto at 24 Capricorn, where it's gone back and forth over for a couple of years now. And it's going to hit 25 degrees and never come back to 24 again around Christmas time. So we can feel that finishing up, that digging in, that churning of the some long-term work we've been dealing with, and, you know, that digging in. And hopefully that Sagittarius energy will help us start a new chapter rather than spending all this time dithering over the old chapters, which it
right.
seems that
yeah.
America is so prone to doing.
We do seem to like to
Shall
dither.
We take a
True.
Call?
Yeah.
Shall we take
yeah.
some calls? Okay. Let's
there.
Try this. Hello, 917-435. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What's your birth information and what's your question?
Okay, my birth information is 8/12/1980.
A little louder, please. 8/12/1980.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 8/12. Oh, yeah, let me try the phone. Oh, my, the phone was turned down low. Okay, yeah, my date of birth is 8/12/1980.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Stacy.
Time?
Time 2:30 in the morning.
2:30 a.m.
2:30 a.m. And
very
where?
Tough. This was on Long Island, Freeport.
Where?
On where in Long Island?
Freeport, Long Island.
Freeport.
Freeport, Long Island.
Yes.
And what is your question?
Well, my question is this. Just wanted to know, based off of the information that I have provided, I have a legal matter. And I want, I mean, I was going to submit the case this Friday, which I think feels really good to me. Just wanted to see what you pick up from the astrology side.
So this coming Friday, it's going to be right after that
yeah.
new moon. And it might yeah. be a perfect time to complete, bring this to completion. Has this been an issue that's been hanging around for a long time?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Yeah. It looks to me like it comes to completion. I suspect it could be in your favor, but it feels like it's a complicated situation. And what
yes,
are you picking
is.
Up?
Well, I'm looking at the planets all at the last degrees, so I would agree with you mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, your progress sun is 29 Virgo, and Saturn
mm-hmm.
just changed into a new sign. Yeah, and Saturn rules your seventh house, so. The seventh house is the house of legal matters and legal conflicts, and then the ninth house is the house of lawsuits or the judge, you know, judge ruling. So the good news is Saturn rules that seventh, and he's now past the opposition with your ascendant, which is your progressed ascendant, and past the opposition with your Mercury. So that helps the dispute finalize. Is it something about real estate or property, with Mercury being the ruler of the planets that are kind of aspected? Is it an inheritance issue or a property issue?
It's a inheritance issue.
Inheritance issue,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's Saturn, you know, Saturn's in the eighth house of inheritance opposite the Mercury. So that's helpful, you know, and we are entering into eclipse season, and you were born on an eclipse, and the eclipse is on your Uranus, one of them is. So I think you get some forward movement. So you have the hearing on Friday where the moon is in Sagittarius, or Scorpio rather, earlier in the day, and Sagittarius at this time of day. I'm looking at the 9 o'clock. But that's a positive energy, and to Heather's point, it's right after the new moon. And the new moon is 13, which is talking to your progressed Venus in Leo. So I think it looks good. I think realistically you still have a little more to go with it until you get actually distribution of money. That looks like that mm-hmm. doesn't happen until January, because we're going to get Saturn off your Venus. So you may get a decision. There may be a little dawdle and delay, but, you know, it does look very positive for, you know, moving stuff forward. So,
it looks positive for you financially, but I'm going to say that there is your progressed Sun conjunct Saturn next year, and your progressed Mercury is coming to conjunct Pluto. So there's also some endings that there. You need to be the grown-up in the room after this is settled. And there may be some severing of relationships that just is not going to start up again. So, you know, be careful how you move through this with compassion, healthy boundaries, and maturity, and focus on where you want to be after it's all settled. Okay?
Yes, ma'am, I agree. Yes.
Okay.
Mark, what do you think?
And Mark, any comments?
I've had a little trouble with my computer. I'm just now seeing it.
Okay.
You have a tendency to see things sort of slip through your fingers, and you mm-hmm. want to avoid that this time around. So be very, very clear and very definitive about everything. You tend to leave the loose ends to tie themselves up. This time you identify the loose ends and reach in there and tie them up one by one or two by two.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. You are right. Yes. Okay.
Wonderful. Good luck on this. I hope it works out well for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
looks good.
I'll give you guys a follow-up call. Thank you. I'm taking
the
advice.
Okay, thanks. Good luck with it. Take care.
Definitely.
Take care. Bye. And let's see. Try one more. Hello, area code 480-290. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hello? Thanks for taking my call. Hello? Can you
hear
us?
Yes, we can hear you. We can.
Sorry. My birth date is June 24th, 1959, at 10:20 a.m. in Neptune City, New Jersey, but I am relocated to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
June 241959, 10:20 a.m., Neptune City, NJ.
Mm-hmm.
And now you live where in Colorado?
Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs, land of the Air Force.
Astrologers love the ocean
to the springs. It's good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, very Neptunian, both of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My question is Pluto in close enough conjunction to my vertex to bring in somebody special? And if so, for how long? And could it be a soulmate?
Is Pluto in close enough connection to your vertex? I mean, your vertex is 23 cap? Because in Colorado, your vertex is 20 Sag.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, you get a new one when you move. Yeah.
What I see is Jupiter is right on your moon today and this week. And Jupiter on your moon feels like it's opening up something. Jupiter will soon end, starting with your natal chart, not your relocated, is soon entering your seventh house of partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks, you know, and that happens for 1 year out of every 12, but it looks like it has the opportunity as it goes in there. It will also trine your Sun and trine your Neptune, forming a grand trine. So, you know, think back 12 years ago and think about some of the relation issues that were there. You have this, you know, some wonderful energy, but with your Leo planets in the 12th house, you kind of tend to not show all of your energy, and then you might overshow it and then undershow it and then overshow it. So kind of finding ways to make sure that you're visible is going to be an important part of this next step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So people can find you. But you've got, you know, some really nice aspects like that coming in. Anne, what do you see?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of stuff with the Jupiter, certainly in the seventh, so it takes you back to 2009 and what was going on then 12 years ago, relationship-wise. Mm-hmm. And you have a nice, you know, Jupiter is the ruler of your seventh, and then out in Colorado, you've got Saturn now in your commitment house. So he's kind of back where he was in 1994, and saying, are you ready for a commitment? And he's coming up to oppose your Uranus, Mars, Venus. So you've got a whole bunch of fireworks going off in a couple of months, you know, January, February, March, and you're going to have Uranus squaring those. So this is a really big time for relationships for you. So I would be like, yeah, what were the relationships when you were 21? What were they at age 42? And now as you're heading towards 63, Uranus squares your Uranus, you get the new version. So there's a lot of really positive relationship energy. And of course, you're a Venus, Sun, Mars conjunction in Leo and Uranus there. So the excitement and the passion, you know, when I move you to Colorado, it's definitely, you know, you can show that light a little more. So I think it looks very positive for a relationship. We're not going to try necessarily to the vertex, but your vertex in Colorado Springs is Sagittarius, which is flyers. So if you meet a cute Air Force pilot, you know, that airplane guy, you know, that's definitely got a nice energy there. So, yeah, I think it looks very positive. And Jupiter to the moon also is like a new tribe or a new family coming in. A lot of times when Jupiter comes to our moon, we bring in new people. Sometimes it's a group or a tribe, but sometimes, you know, if we meet somebody, you know, we get all their people too. So you're starting a new 12-year cycle around new people coming in. So I think that's also pretty exciting. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, this is the time to work with that Uranus, NATO, Leo energy. It'll come through very strongly. You'll surprise yourself. Go ahead and be surprised. And there won't be a problem being surprised because your Aquarius moon is going to keep you, I'm not going to say under control, but, you know, within reason.
Very interesting. I just met an Air Force pilot.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, look and see if he has something at 21 Sag rather than at 23 Pluto, 23 Capricorn. He's got your vertex in Colorado is 20 Sag 55 minutes. So look and see if it's something at that point, yeah.
Sure. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, good luck. We've got 90 seconds left, according to the lady who speaks to us in our ears and says it's time the show is over. So everybody, enjoy this week. Be careful what you obsess on. Find something good to obsess upon. And keep your heart as forgiving and open as you can, but your eyes open at the same time. This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana. And do you have any last words of wisdom?
Nope, I'm just going to say it's a new moon and the eclipses are coming. The eclipses are coming. And we're going to make fated choices this week, F-A-T-E-D. So choose wisely. And because the North Node is in Gemini, you may be asked to make two choices. And that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark?
Yes. Wonderful.
Yep. Signing off from New York.
And any last comments?
Mm-hmm. And last comment is the eclipses are coming. I'm seconding that.
We astrologers always get excited when the eclipses come. You know, they're like,
we'll talk to you about that next week. Yes.
Yep. And Ann Ortley off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather from Montana and
Mark from New York.
Mark. Wonderful. We'll see you all next week. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.